and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates Ash Wednesday, and from England, we hear from Father Richard Aunsworth, prior and parish priest of Holy Cross in Leicester, and lecturer in New Testament at Blackfriars in Oxford. His preaching today is entitled, Out of the Dust into Life.
A reading from the prophet Joel. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him? Who knows indeed? As we begin the season of Lent, a time of sorrow and of joy, of repentance, but also of hope, we claim to have the answer to this question. We know. I hear a lot of confessions in our church here in Leicester. It's a city centre church with a large congregation, and we gather all the more people for confession from the surrounding parishes, who come here to be anonymous, I suppose. When I first started hearing confessions, I was very anxious about it, worried about saying the wrong thing, failing to read between the lines, perhaps. But increasingly, I've come to realise that, at least 99% of the time, it really is very simple. People come to confession not to receive psychotherapy, but to be told that their sins are forgiven. And although it may sound childish in its simplicity, I find that saying, remember that Jesus loves you, don't be afraid, is generally what even the most sophisticated sinner needs to hear. We are confident that God is on our side. So why then will I be saying to people at Mass today, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return? It sounds like it's all pointless, that our Christian warfare is all for naught. But this is the time of Christian warfare. As the opening prayer of the Mass says, we take up battle against spiritual evils, armed with weapons of self-restraint. Now is the favourable time. This is the day of salvation. Today is the beginning of a time to reflect on how we're doing in that spiritual warfare, to regroup, to return to the fray refreshed and with new determination. It's hard to do that if you think you just end up being dust again. We do it precisely because of our confidence that God is on our side. Yes, we are dust, but it was out of dust that God made Adam and Eve in his own image and likeness, loved them, chose them to be his companions and fellow workers in the garden of creation. And it was into the dust of our lives that Christ came, the second Adam. He came preaching in the dry wilderness and the dusty cities. He fell into the dust again and again on the road to Calvary. When God made Adam, he breathed into him the breath of life. When God became the second Adam, he wetted that dust with his spittle. He sprinkled it with his blood and water, the blood and water which is the sacramental life. The things of earth have been transformed into spiritual things, signs and means of our transformation. The creature of dust and clay has become a spiritual creature, sharing the life of God precisely in our dust-formed humanity. Yes, we are to dust, and to dust we shall return, but shall we end our story by returning to the dust of the dry desert to be scattered by the winds? Or shall we rise up from the ashes of this life, like a phoenix, into the new life of the resurrection? The answer will be yes, if we remember that God is on our side. If God is for us, who is against us? The answer to that is only ourselves, if we choose to be. God has given us the invitation that he first issued through the prophet Joel. Come back to me with all your hearts, fasting, weeping, mourning. He has offered us his sure and certain mercy. He has had mercy upon us even to the shedding of his blood. Shall we once again turn from him, turn in on ourselves, or shall we say yes to his mercy and become vessels of that mercy? We shall indeed, if our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving this Lent are not a source of pride for us, but are our way of turning again to God and to our neighbour in love and in deep joy.